Men are arrested. They're indicted with a fourth person in the killing of an 8-year-old boy. I'm Megan Cloherty.
The Marine Corps Marathon has been canceled again. I'm Christopher Cruz.
A Haitian migrant camp is completely cleared in Del Rio, Texas.
In Washington, 4 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by the Exogen Temporal Scanner.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. U.S. border agents seen on horseback aggressively dealing with Haitian migrants are being investigated. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
We have been swift and thorough in our response. We immediately contacted the Office of Inspector General and launched an investigation into the events that were captured in the disturbing images of horse patrol units.
In Del Rio, Texas, the 15,000 migrants who were camped out under a bridge are now gone. Mayor Bruno Lozano.
I just finished seeing the infamous dam on our side. There is some security, some personnel that are still monitoring those conditions to make sure that we don't have a repeat.
The CDC endorses a third Pfizer COVID vaccine.
People 65 and older now qualify for Pfizer booster shots, regardless of medical conditions. Dr. Monica Gandhi, an infectious disease expert at UC San Francisco, says that's the group most at risk of breakthrough COVID infections.
87% are over 65. So to me, that is the slam dunk category of needing a booster.
Dr. Paul Bayard recently got his booster shot.
I'm in a compromised class. I feel more protected, for sure.
Also approved for boosters are many frontline workers who face increased risk of infection. Matt Bigler for CBS News in the San Francisco Bay Area.
An abortion rights bill passed in the House today. Here's CBS's Nicole Killian.
There is a decent amount of support for it on the Democratic side. Some 40 senators or so do back this measure. But as you know, the magic number is 60, and that includes 10 Republicans who would need to get on board to back this.
It is unlikely the Women's Health Protection Act will pass in the Senate. A large California utility faces criminal charges from one of last year's deadly wildfires.
Prosecutors have hit Pacific Gas and Electric with 31 charges, 11 of them felonies, including manslaughter. The Shasta County DA saying that the utility was criminally liable for last year's Zog fire near Redding, California. Investigators say aging equipment sparked the fire, which killed 4 people and destroyed hundreds of homes. It's the second time in 3 years that the utility has faced criminal charges for a wildfire. PG&E says it's made changes in leadership and technology and is now on the right track. Peter King, CBS News.
William Shatner is reportedly going to space. He's said to be the oldest man at 90 to travel with Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin in October. Markets ending the trading week mixed. The Dow up 33 points, NASDAQ down 5, S&P 500 up 7. This is CBS News.
If you're checking for fever, the leading sign of COVID-19, beware of dangerously inaccurate non-contact thermometers. Instead, learn about Exogen at Exogen.com.
Good afternoon. It is 4:03, and we are so happy you're with us on this glorious Friday, September the 24th, 75 degrees. Hi, I'm Hillary Howard.
And I'm Kyle Cooper. Our top local story this hour involves 2 indicted D.C. cops. New this afternoon, those 2 officers linked to the death of a 20-year-old moped rider are now indicted on federal charges, and one is accused of second-degree murder. WTOP's Christy King has more about the case surrounding Karan Hilton Brown.
Charging documents say Officer Terrence Sutton committed murder in the second degree by driving a police vehicle in conscious disregard for an extreme risk of death or serious bodily injury to 20-year-old Hilton Brown. Back when it happened, police said they began chasing the scooter because the rider wasn't wearing a helmet.
I'm not surprised that there was an indictment.
D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser.
We recognize that it appeared to be that one of our policies was violated.
There are strict protocols for when D.C. police can give chase. The indictment also charges that Sutton and his lieutenant, Andrew Zabofsky, conspired to obstruct justice to hide the circumstances of the wreck that led to Hilton Brown's death. In the district, Christy King, WTOP News.
Meanwhile, there's new information linked to the killing of P.J. Evans, the local boy who was hit by a stray bullet while playing a video game. Today, a grand jury indicted 4 men in connection with that shooting. Prince George's County Police say the bullet that went through the boy's window was not meant for him. It was intended for one of those indicted. WTOP's Megan Cloherty recounts what happened.
A day before 21-year-old Dominique Johnson dove for cover on the balcony of a Landover apartment as bullets flew past him. Charging documents say he'd shot at another man from a rival neighborhood. It's why prosecutors believe the shooting that killed 8-year-old PJ Evans was retaliatory in nature. The documents say Johnson admitted to police he shot at 21-year-old Mark Nkwacha, who police later arrested. The next day, on August 23rd, Nkwacha's brother, Desmond, and his friend, George Shaman, picked him up from jail, and 3 hours later, the documents say, the men drove to the Landover apartment and opened fire. The three, allegedly in the car, are charged with murder and guns charges. Johnson is charged with the attempted murder of Nkwacha. Megan Cloherty, WTOP News.
Meanwhile, Prince George's County Executive Angela Alsobrooks says the indictment is a step in the right direction.
In this case, the arrest of these three individuals, we hope, begins healing for this family and for this community. And we are also really grateful to this police department for their efforts in bringing these individuals off of our streets so that another family will not experience the grief of the Evans family.
In all, the defendants in this case are facing 56 charges, including murder.
It's 4:06 big news about the Marine Corps Marathon. This year's annual October race is off for the second year in a row. A marathon spokesperson says the pandemic is still creating a risky situation that could impact force readiness and local law enforcement.
Race organizers said today they had exhausted all possibilities, but determined that safely running a live event was, quote, just not feasible. The marathon will once again be a virtual race. If you've registered for this year's race, you can get an entry for the virtual event, get a full refund, or defer your entry to next year's race at no additional fee. You'll get an email with instructions on how to make your choice. The virtual race can be run between October 1st and November 10th, which is the birthday of the Corps. Christopher Cruz, WTOP News.
Coming up on WTOP, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas doubles down on his criticism of border agents who were lashing migrants with long reins this week. We'll talk about the situation along the border with Washington Week's Yamiche Alcindor after traffic and weather. It's 4:07.
Ladies, get back to your active life. Take control of GYN problems like fibroids, pelvic floor disorders, or even cancerous conditions with advanced, minimally invasive surgery at Inova. Experience less pain and recover faster. Choose Inova, ranked 6th in the nation for gynecology by U.S. News & World Report. Feel your best and get back to what you love. Learn more at inova.org/GYNsurgery.
Owning a business comes with pressure. There's a limit to what I can do and still keep employees engaged. Fortunately, there's Insperity. They put 30-plus years of HR experience to work to help me with hiring, training, HR administration, and compliance, while giving my employees competitive benefit options. And because I'm able to focus on other priorities,